So this woman has sarcoidosis as her diagnosis. The chest X-ray is showing bihilar lymphadenopathy. It's just one of the ways the USMLE can write it. That is nodularity around the mediastinum or medial or hilar nodularity. Same thing, just bihilar lymphadenopathy. And the dry cough for the past several months, that's a classic initial presentation. The USMLE likes to confuse this with asthma. If they give you a similar, if they say, for example, 32-year-old African American woman with dry cough the past several months and the chest X-ray is normal or shows mild hyperinflation, the diagnosis is asthma, which would be increased mast cell activity. But in this case, if they were to just say woman in her early 30s, dry cough, and the X-ray shows nodularity around the mediastinum, that's just going to be sarcoidosis, so non-caseating granulomas. Now we look at the laboratory findings here. You see the increased serum ACE. You're like, what the fuck? That's actually a normal finding, like in sarcoidosis. So if you Google that, you'll see that angiotensin converting enzyme is often elevated in the serum of sarcoidosis patients. Once again, first time you're hearing about this, it's a what the fuck detail, but it's actually normal and not a big deal. Interestingly, that's actually not a specific finding for sarcoidosis. Increased serum ACE can be seen occasionally in other autoimmune conditions. It's just it tends to be associated with sarcoidosis. We have hypercalcemia here, which is classic, and our phosphate is at the upper end of normal. Now, this is a little bit weird because we have increased vitamin D production in sarcoidosis. That's why we have high calcium. And with increased vitamin D, both calcium and phosphate are up arrows. There is one NBME question for 2CK for sarcoidosis where they give elevated calcium, but normal phosphate. And it's like, ooh, wow, phosphate's normal, like, but it's still sarcoidosis. So that's why I decided to make a point about that here, that whilst, yes, with high vitamin D, we expect up arrows for both calcium and phosphate, don't get thrown by the phosphate being slightly in the normal range, okay? It's the hypercalcemia that's high yield. Now, the reason we have increased vitamin D in sarcoidosis is because the epithelioid, which means activated, the epithelioid macrophages in the non-caseating granulomas caused by sarcoidosis. We will see these non-caseating granulomas in the lung. We can see them in the parotid gland and the kidney. But the non-caseating granulomas, these epithelioid macrophages produce 1-alpha hydroxylase, which will convert inactive 25D3 into active 125 dihydroxy D3. And then that active 125 dihydroxy D3 goes to the small bowel where it increases absorption of calcium and phosphate. So USMLE wants you to know you have decreased fecal calcium in sarcoidosis as well. Which makes sense because the vitamin D is pulling the calcium out of the small bowel. And this hypercalcemia is going to suppress our endogenous PTH production, which is why PTH is low or at the lower end of normal. And yeah, that's pretty much it for this. So the answer would be increased hydroxylase activity, choice C, which refers to the epithelioid macrophages producing 1-alpha hydroxylase. That's why our calcium's high here. It's a slightly unusually worded answer, okay, but it's high yield for USMLE. Makes sense now that I've just discussed it. Just looking at the other wrong answers, decreased secretion of PTH would give us hypoparathyroidism, which would give us a low calcium, not a high calcium. Choice B, decreased serum magnesium, obviously wrong. That's high yield for knowing that in alcoholics, you can sometimes get low calcium or low potassium that's non-responsive to supplementation, and the answer is check serum magnesium. So hypomagnesemia is a high yield cause of low calcium or low potassium refractory to supplementation, okay? Classically seen in alcoholics. Increased kallikrein activity, choice D. I just decided to be an asshole and throw in a weird detail. It's not responsible specifically for this condition. Students, when they're not sure what's going on, they tend to choose weird answers. So it's just a distractor. And then choice E, increased secretion of PTH or P would be the answer for squamous cell carcinoma of the lung, which is obviously not the diagnosis here. Some students could get distracted by the nodularity. but it's not our condition here. So that's it for this one.